It's WNCW's weekly feature, More to the Story, next. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week we visit with the Greenville News, and we've got with us to talk about the Storyteller series, Dave Hennigan. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Let's go back and talk about the Storyteller series that the Greenville News has been doing for a while now. Give us an overview. How did this all get started?
The Greenville News Storytellers Project is, we're part of the USA Today Network, and the Storytellers Project is a series of events, and they've been going on now for more than 7 years across the country. The Greenville News has had its Storytellers Project going for this year, and on October 16th, we will have our fourth show. We have done four other shows. The first show was How Love Changed Your Life. Our second show was Lessons from Your Grandmother's Kitchen. Then our third show was My Greatest Moment in Sports. And then on October 16th, our show will be One of My Nine Lives. Now, our storytellers share memories from the heart and about events and things that they have gone through and how these things have shaped their lives and taught them lessons. The project itself is to put local people on stage to talk honestly about their lives. Their stories, sometimes they inspire us, sometimes they make us laugh, and often they explore some of life's more complicated truths. The project designed to promote empathy and understanding and love for people whose stories are different than our own. At the Greenville News, our job is to tell stories. This is just another avenue for us to share stories from people in our community. In basic way, that's what our Storytellers Project is about, is bringing local people and putting them on stage to talk about things and events that have happened in their lives that other people can relate to.
Dave, let's go back and talk a little bit about some of those who have been a part of the past Storytellers Project. And if you don't mind, I'll first of all mention the name, because I actually had a chance to view this one recently. I believe went back to April. A lady by the name of Gwen Milner and a Fear of Pressure Cookers. Is that correct?
Yes. Gwen, she told a story about her life growing up in Malden. And the theme of that night was Lessons from Your Grandmother's Kitchen. And Gwen told a story of how she became the cook and kind of the matriarch of her family, and how it transferred from her grandmother to her. And she told her story about how she always had this fear growing up of pressure cookers. And it was, the lesson was how her grandmother guided her through that challenge, and one day how she was able to overcome that fear. The story itself, there were a lot of laughs, and there were a lot of really, really interesting life lessons that a lot of people could relate to. And she shared a lot of things like the aprons that she made, stories about an exploding pressure cooker, and how she overcame that fear.
And I also appreciated a simple thing about going to our grandparents' house, that it was always a thrill to be there because the house had a tin roof, and just to hear it rain on that tin roof, sometimes just the simple things can be so important, and I think she stressed it there.
Absolutely. Our next event is, again, it's going to be at the Comedy Zone on Main Street in downtown Greenville, and it's, the theme of the night is One of My Nine Lives. And we have seven storytellers that are lined up. The stories range from a sailing trip in the Gulf of Mexico to a deadly encounter with a drunken driver, the death of a spouse. Another storyteller will talk about a disease that most don't survive. We have another storyteller who talks about her experience. She was a senior in high school when there was a school shooting, and she was face-to-face with the shooter at one point during that day. So that's just a kind of a, that's not all of our storytellers, but that's a brief look at some of the stories that we have coming up.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. This week our topic is about the Greenville News Storytellers Project, as we talk with Dave Hennigan. You talked about what's coming up. We talked a little bit about some of the past featured storytellers. Anybody can go to YouTube and view any of these. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Greenville News has a YouTube channel, and they're available to watch. The Storytellers Project nationwide, also you can find the YouTube videos for other storytellers from around the country. The USA Today Network, and through the years, brought more than 4,000 people to stages across the country. It's gotten to be quite interesting and quite popular.
So everybody keep that in mind. You can take a look at these, and while we're learning about some great individuals in upstate South Carolina that the Greenville News, of course, is focusing on through, as Dave is telling us with USA Today, you could view storytellers from all over the nation, and I'm sure there's a lot of good stories being told out there. This thing's going to keep going into next year in the future, it seems. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. We're currently working on our season for next year, and we plan to promote that soon. We don't have the topics selected yet, but we will have at least 4 shows again next year and hopefully have 4 new topics. And we'll probably address some more newsy issues, things that might affect our community. Across the nation, we have done stories about veterans. We have done stories about immigration. You can look forward to more topics like that from the Greenville News.
Dave, if someone is listening this morning and they would like to know more about you or follow you and some of your contributions to the Greenville News, how could they do so?
Well, when we do our stories, I ask people to send ideas to storytellers@greenvillenews.com, and that's an email address, and that's just storytellers@greenvillenews.com, storytellers@greenvillenews.com, and send us a note when we ask for storytellers about certain themes that we're doing. And we look forward to talking to anyone about the true stories in their lives and the stories they have to share.
That's the Storytellers Project from the Greenville News. Our guest has been Dave Hennigan. Dave, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
More to the story also available as a podcast at our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.